AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz will be sentenced tomorrow.
The jury had to endure this trial for 6 months, but I have to live with this outcome for the entirety of my life.
Today, the jury heard statements from family members of those who were killed, as well as some of the injured. 17 people were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The jury could not agree on sentencing Cruz to death. He'll be sentenced to life in prison. Ellen Mayer's daughter was killed.
Justice has not been served. Now we all have to breathe the same air of someone who wanted us to never take another breath.
In court, Cruz stared back at them, dressed in a bright red jail jumpsuit, showing no emotion behind a coronavirus face mask. Police in Newark, New Jersey are responding to reports of officers shot in a residential area near the Newark International Airport. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro did not concede the election. He lost to leftist Lula da Silva in a brief speech that marked his first comments since results were released 2 days ago. But afterwards, the chief of staff told reporters Bolsonaro has authorized him to begin the transition process in Brazil. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts put a temporary hold on the handover of former President Donald Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee. Roberts' order gives the Supreme Court time to weigh the legal issues in Trump's emergency appeal to the high court, which was filed yesterday. Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott has given the Urban League of Louisiana a $5.7 million gift. It's the largest donation in the agency's 84-year history. With a net worth estimated over $30 billion by Forbes, Scott is one of the wealthiest people in the world. Much of that fortune stems from her 2019 divorce from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Losses today on Wall Street. This is AP News. Russian attacks continue on Ukraine, including the use of weaponized drones.
The governor of Mykolaiv, Vitaly Kim, says on the Telegram network that one person has been killed and several buildings destroyed after four Russian missiles hit the southern city around midnight. Elsewhere, explosions rocked the city of Poltava in northeastern Ukraine, with four Russian drones crashing into civilian structures in the city, igniting a fire. A senior official adds another three drones were shot down. In addition, 40 shells hit Nikopol, which is located across the Dnieper River from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, damaging 14 residential buildings. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Houston Astros' 5-2 win over the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 2 Saturday was viewed by more than 10 million people on Fox, as the matchup remains the most viewed World Series since 2019, before the pandemic. Game 3 of the series is tonight in Philadelphia. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.